Council, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about, like, what's the difference, the essential difference between human beings and animals? Because, you know, people
in the main, intellect.
Is that, like, helpful?
No.
So is it better to be, like, a cat or something than to be a human being?
Yes and no. Yes and no. You see, with intellect, we also have, shall we say, the awakening of reasoning, which stretches, as you might say, to some degree, the consciousness to see things it wouldn't normally see. Mm-hmm. Which means that animals do not have the chance of rising higher other than to a human state in due course. It's only as a human with this capacity to think, to reason, and to stretch that aspect of consciousness that it has to a greater and greater degree until it finally realizes that it is not physical at all, but spiritual.
So do you think it's because...
But no, animals do not possess this, not an inkling of this at all.
So do you think it's like that language gives a kind of flexibility to our consciousness?
Well, it does, yes, it does.
Like, so
and also, you find the human being is the one animal that is unselective in its food. It will take whatever is required, whatever is available, and still survive. Animals are, generally speaking, specified eaters of this, that, or something else. And without it, they will die. Mm. So again, that's something a human can resist on almost anything. Mm. He's equipped to handle old vegetables, meat, fish, and so forth, but animals haven't got that capacity.
So they're more like free,
yeah,
because they're less dependent.
That's
on
right. They have a greater freedom in that respect. Right. But strangely, biblically, we get some sort of clue as to this, but nowhere else that I know of, at least, insofar as that the human being as such in the that we are not born, as you might say, as animals at all. The physical body, yes, is of an animal. But the spirit element is not, and never was born in it at all. It somehow was attached to it. So that the physical body as such will, as it in due course, return to its elements in the earth. And the spirit will move on into other bodies, or eventually to move out altogether. Back to where it came from. Now, animals as such cannot do this. They haven't got that element, as you might say, if you like to call it soul. Animals do not have it. They are still, to some degree, yes, spirit animals, and will, of course, get reborn time and time again, moving up the chain, as we have, or at least our bodies have. And when they reach this particular stage, they will acquire soul as well. It is in an embryo form within animals, but is not there until it meets a particular something which sets it off. All things originated from spirit in the first place, this is true. And it's very difficult to sort of differentiate one thing from another. But what we find is that a certain thing occurred which makes it easier now, particularly for humans, to begin to realize their true state of spirituality than it ever was before. This last couple of thousand years has made a tremendous difference to it. I mean, this is one of the things we find with the Buddha. they were taught to perform in those days, but he found no evidence for a song. Of course not. It hadn't yet come to be. It was still a potential within the form. It only came about after the Christ aspect occurred through the death of Jesus. That with the element of the blood of Jesus at the point of his death, the Christ sent us into that, and that was the sacrifice of the Christ into the earth, not Jesus dying. And Christ was the first of the Elohim, in other words, the first entity born out of the ether. Tremendous. Now, that element entering into the earth and all substance of the earth over this time spread throughout the earth, and everything that comes from the earth is touched by it. We, as human beings, have come from the earth. Admit we come down a line of blood, it is true, but it's always sustained by the fruits of the earth. And if you analyse this body, you find it's nothing more than the salt of the earth. So it's still very much on the earth. Now, what happened there as a result of this over that period of time is this particular spiritual element that has entered into the earth is now in our blood. And it has triggered the life aspect of that embryo seed, as you might say, what they call soul. So now there is soul, and soul is the entity that will now move on from time to time until it finally reaches the celestial, where it came from. That's the best I can give you. But it's quite a long story, and it's very highly complex. But in this respect, this is where the difference applies between us and animals. It cannot energize the animal until the animal stage has reached the human stage. And then it would be energized at that point, and they would then begin to move up the chain again. They say that, of course, the human came from the apes. Of course, he didn't. The apes were a fall away from the human. The opposite. They didn't make the way. That's why when you look at them, you see age. Yes? Ageless. They must have made it.
So where did we come from then?
Mm-hmm.
So where did we come from then?
That we can't say exactly. Certainly we came up through, the physical body came up through the whole series, right from the reptile. We still have the reptilian brain to prove it. And the spine. And of course we come up through many different types of animal to reach where it is. As also as the apes as such. But the human in some fashion managed to bring about, shall we say, perhaps through abuse or necessity, I don't know which, to begin to reason. And by reasoning it stretched itself to see more and more. And so it moved on. But there were those elements around that time, as you might say, that didn't stretch themselves and then remained as animals. The apes, they didn't stretch far enough. Well, while we had this reasoning capacity, it's been developed even too far into a high intellect, which has gone beyond its need. And that now becomes a hindrance. But where it is balanced with the underlying aspect of feeling, and I don't mean emotion, we know emotion, underlying that, the combination of the two gives intelligence. The intellect does not, it's gone past it and lost it. Clever, yes, but not necessarily intelligent. So the combination, as you might say, of the thought process of reasoning plus that of feeling to confirm, because the feeling is coming from the conscious element which is being constantly renewed all the while. the two balance and give the intelligence that is required to do whatever is necessary. So that those, as you might say, who are again in the middle area, not too dull, not too bright, are the ones who most likely will achieve the spiritual path.